So the first verse of the 8 verses of Training the Mind, with the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal that surpasses even the wish-granting jewel, may I constantly cherish all living beings. So this advice is very succinct, very practical. We can do this. We need to think to ourselves, I'm going to do this. So what is it we need to do? Constantly cherish all living beings. This is our aim. Constantly cherish all living beings. So just in these few short words, Geshe Langri Tampa is giving us this heart instruction. I will constantly cherish all living beings. So Venerable Geshe-la encourages us, saying, this is very essential. It's like the essence, very practical, and a very simple way of doing it. So each one of us needs to carry this in our heart, training in every activity by words. May I constantly cherish all living beings. And we try. So how do we do this? How do we do this? We do this through the first part of the verse, with the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal that surpasses even the wish-granting jewel. This is how we do it. So this means with the intention to attain enlightenment, which surpasses even the wish-granting jewel. And you can read what that means in our precious book. So we have an intention to attain enlightenment, pure and everlasting happiness, because we understand in this impure world there is no real happiness. So we want to accomplish enlightenment. So with this intention, with the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal, enlightenment, for ourselves and for others, may I, it's like a prayer, because we're praying to Guru Amitabha on our crown. May I constantly cherish all living beings with your blessings, with your presence, with your support, helping me continuously to become just like you. May I constantly cherish all living beings. So we need to understand how beautiful, how practical, how straightforward this instruction actually is. And we need to understand that it's through the extraordinary qualities of Kadam Lam Rim that we are able to see all living beings in a special way. And it's because of this intention. If we understand this instruction, cherishing all living beings equally without discrimination will be easy and straightforward for us. So we can cherish all living beings with the intention to attain enlightenment. That's our aim. That's our goal. And because that's our goal, we will naturally cherish all living beings. So how does this work? If you have a strong intention to attain enlightenment, you will definitely realize that enlightenment depends upon the power of universal compassion. So there is no enlightenment without universal compassion. Enlightenment depends upon generating universal compassion in our heart, the wish to release all living beings permanently from suffering. So we need to generate universal compassion, and it's like the other side of the coin, universal love. They come together. We need universal compassion, universal love to accomplish our aim, enlightenment. So what is the object of our universal compassion and our love? All living beings. Without all living beings acting as the object, we can't accomplish universal compassion, universal love, because all living beings are the objects of those extraordinary minds. Therefore, you will realize how precious all living beings are, because they are serving, acting as the objects of our training in universal compassion and universal love. This explanation, it cuts through all our discriminations about who we want to love, who we don't want to love, who we wish suffering to cease for, who we exclude from that mind, all the unbalanced attitudes that we have. It's like a wisdom sword coming through the kindness of Kadam Dharma. It's the preciousness of Kadam Dharma. It cuts through these mistaken discriminations. And we think all living beings equally, anyone and each one, anyone and everyone, are the objects upon which I will train in love and compassion until I have universal compassion, universal love, which are the causes of enlightenment.